Right, so we'll get ahead to tonight's football. What a tasty encounter it always is when Leeds face Cardiff. Tonight, though, the two sides tied at the top of the Championship. Leeds United's superior goal difference means that they currently sit top, but Cardiff City are in third. Cardiff themselves come in following the impressive game against Sunderland on Saturday. Let's find out more about Cardiff with Ian Mitchell, more from Wales Online. Ian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Now, we've spoken in the past about the rise of Neil Warnock's Cardiff City, and I think 12 months ago you guys were surprising a lot of people. By now, actually, I don't think it's that big a surprise that you're at the right end of the table.
Well, that's it. You know, they were in disarray when Paul Trollope was here, and it's there's only a week to go until Neil Warnock celebrates his one-year anniversary here, and it's soon gone by. And, you know, we know last season was all about building and getting ready for this year, and I don't think people anticipated it was going to be such a flying start, but there was expectation that it was going to improve a lot as well. So looking ahead to tonight, I mean, top of the table class, I don't think many would have said that with Christensen turning up at Leeds. Not too many people knew a lot about him. Cardiff haven't exactly spent the most money either. So for them to be joint top along with Wolves is it's an unbelievable achievement, I think.
In terms of the style of play, I always associate Neil Warnock with that more old school style. I assume that's still how he plays with Cardiff.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been referenced a lot in the last couple of weeks, in particular. And he was actually asked about it in the press conference before the Sunderland game at the weekend. And he was asked, "Well, tell us about the Warnock way." And he said, "Oh, what is the Warnock way? Winning." So it was a great response. But he just knows how to get results. He gets his team playing probably above their level. You know, you've got a lot of maybe sixes and sevens who players, sevens and eight out of tens. Like I say, he's worked wonders with the likes of Ken Zahor and Junior Hoyle that's come on now as well. Mendes Lang, he turned out to be one of the buyers of the summer in the Championship. So he just has that aura about him, Neil Warnock, and he knows how to get players delivering consistently as well, which is obviously going to be important if they've got any aspirations of getting into the Premier League this season.
Now, when we look back to some of the previous results for your boys, I mean, you've beaten Wolves at Molineux 2-1. There's actually some impressive results here, beating Aston Villa 3-0 and things. The only real blip is the Preston 3-0 loss up in the northwest. What was different in that game, Ian?
It was strange, yeah. I was up in Preston on Tuesday night, and obviously they just played Fulham on the Saturday as well. So two away games in the space of 4 days, which Neil Warnock wasn't too impressive. He's not a keen traveller. But it was just a complete off day. Fair, full credit to Preston. They were on it. And they harassed Cardiff. And for some reason, Cardiff just couldn't cope. It was very unusual, which you wouldn't expect that from a Neil Warnock team, to be almost bullied and harassed. And they just couldn't cope with it. So it was a complete off day. And obviously, they weren't at the best against Sheffield Wednesday on the weekend after. But they just got a now. So they played till the end. Got a late, you know, 94th minute equaliser through Sol Bamba. Same again at Sunderland, you know, they were pegged back at 1-1 and they'd find a way to win. So they'll play till the death, doesn't matter what's happening. And again, that all stems from the manager.
When it comes to Leeds United, we know that games between the two sides can get quite tasty, but how are the Cardiff fans seeing what Leeds have done this season?
Well, I think it's taken a few people by surprise, but I imagine Leeds fans will say the exact same about Cardiff. So, you know, obviously with the new manager, Gary Monk, the last year had a great time there. Then obviously it went a little bit off the wayside towards the back end of the season. Obviously ultimately missed out. But I think, you know, rivalry aside, I think people accept that Leeds is a huge club, probably a Premier League club, I imagine a lot of people think as well. And that's not just because of the fan base, but the history, the whole package, as you well know. So rivalry aside, I mean, Cardiff fans are desperate to beat Leeds. You know, it all stems back from that FA Cup game in 2002, 15 years ago now. And there's going to be an unbelievable crowd here tonight. It's looking at least 25,000-26,000, which will be the season high down here and the highest in Warnock's era. So I think that alone tells you how big that people feel this game is. And, you know, if Cardiff can deliver a performance and get that type of result against a good, very good Leeds side who've got aspirations themselves of, you know, being a top six club in the Championship and going up themselves, then, you know, it'll prove that Cardiff are genuine promotion contenders.
For those, Ian, who are going to be left up in Yorkshire tonight and listening to the game on Radio Yorkshire, if you were to identify a Cardiff player that people should listen out for, the one who kind of runs the game for Cardiff, who would you say that is?
I'd have to say, in terms of running the game and management, it's probably someone like Aaron Gunnarsson, because he's going to be needed tonight in the centre of the park, sort of breaking things down. But in terms of a threat, I'd have to say Nathaniel Mendes-Lang. I mean, he's been incredible since he joined from Rochdale, on a free as well, coming up the division, and he's just taken the championship by storm. I mean, he runs with so much pace, power. He's a big unit as well, very, very strong. Defenders just don't like it when he runs at them. They have to back off him. And he's very, very confident in his own ability. And obviously the fact he got the Player of the Month in August as well, which will just keep his confidence sky high. So he's somebody that will certainly be on the radar for Leeds to keep an eye out for.
Well, the whole of the Championship will be keeping an eye on what's happening tonight. It is third hosting first, Cardiff against Leeds United. You can hear the match on Radio Yorkshire. Mark Wilson and co will be there. And it's been great to get your thoughts on the game and on Cardiff City. Ian Mitchell, more from Wales Online. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, Andy. All the best.